The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What are you known for? 1-800-947-3979. Tell us what you're known for. Stripping away anything related to the radio show, would you say that any of you are known for something?
Like a claim to fame?
Yes. I mean, I already told you about my math dominance that, well, near dominance.
But is that something people will remember you for?
No, absolutely not. I don't know that my parents remember. So,
I mean, of my classmates, yeah, like people from my hometown, I'd be remembered as being drum major, probably. But the rest of the world wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't have to be the whole world.
It has to be
the people that know you. They go, oh. Remember, like if they were describing you to someone that also knew you, go, yeah, you know him. He was the drum major.
Mm-hmm. I was the kid who fell down and had a seizure at the water park. That was pretty cool.
Did that stick for a while as the...
No, luckily it wasn't in my hometown or anything. Oh. It wasn't around anyone that I knew except for one friend. So
that's a little
better. To those people, though, I'm sure they still remember that.
Yeah, right? That's going to stick with you. Mm-hmm. This started, I saw on like a... radio social media that I've talked about before. A radio host we know, he said, what's your claim to fame? This started when I mentioned on the air that I was in two Grand Theft Auto games back in the early 2000s, because when you get in the car in those games, you can switch to radio stations. And they put a lot of effort into making those sound like real stations. Mm-hmm. And he got to voice two of the commercials in a couple of different games.
That would have been awesome.
His pay was... free copy of each of the games he was in. But that's awesome. I would love to do that.
It's still cool. I mean, we've done plenty of stuff for nothing. So doing it for a video game would be more payment than we've gotten sometimes.
Right?
So,
that'd be a lot of fun.
And it would, yeah, I think it would be very fun. It would be very cool.
Another radio person we know, she has gone viral on two separate occasions. One, because she worked out with wine. And I used to see her posted here, and then I started seeing it other places. And her husband would build her, like, a curl set that would hold wine glasses so she could curl and take a drink. And then her dog goes viral now. In fact, it was on the Today Show the other day when we were watching. And then she started taking a lot of heat because she has a husky. Okay. And her kid is in, like, a little walker. She has a new baby-ish. And it grabbed the dog's tail, and the dog stood up on the couch, looked right at her. Her name is Megan. And what did this? Woof, like, get her off me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she was sharing with everyone that she was receiving all sorts of hate from around the country for endangering her baby and her dogs. Because you could tell that from an eight-second clip.
Yeah.
Through college, once I was 21 and allowed in the bars, and then all through my 10 years in Atlanta, I was known as that friend that would play pranks at the bar. I was also the friend that would disappear. I was that person, like, you either had to keep a leash on me or, like, geotag me because I was going to run at the end of the night and nobody would know where I went. But I was mainly...
I hate that.
Everybody's got that friend.
Everybody hates that.
I'm the bar ghost.
You don't do that now, do you?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh my God, yeah. Now my fiance is the same way, so we're like, do we say bye to everybody or do we just dip out?
It's kind of different at this age, though.
Have you ever disappeared in different directions and then you didn't know where the other one was?
Oh,
Have you ever lost each other?
No, not he and I, not yet. And we've been to music festivals together, so that'll happen at some point, I bet. But no, I was known as the person who would put lemon slices, or we'd call it lime time, but it was lemon or limes, and I'd put them in people's pockets, and I just casually dropped by and drop a little lime in their pocket. And my friends would always talk smack about me doing that. And we'd get home and my buddy, one of them, especially Ben, would always say, I can't believe you do that. And I'd look at him and be like, check your pockets. And he'd have three or four lemon or lime slices in his pocket.
Jeez.
And I was just known for doing that for years. And my girlfriend, Taylor.
You sound annoying.
Yeah,
it
you
was
would
so
have been
much
really
fun.
Annoying.
So she sticks around long enough to put fruit in our pockets, then disappears. We have to worry if she's dead on the side of the road.
Well,
yeah, I think if you did that to me, maybe once I'd probably let it go. Twice after that, the next time you put on your coat, you're going to find pockets full of pudding. Like, all right. Oh, we're going to play this game, are we?
Yeah, it's going to get ramped up fast.
Yeah.
Jenny in Pennsylvania, what are you known for?
I am the girl who hit a boat with her car.
You hit a boat
with
your car?
About 20 years ago. Still still have to hear about it. My father made me drive around with a propeller cut out my front bumper for about 2 years.
Was the boat in the water? It wasn't, right?
That is exactly what he asked me. And no, it really wasn't. It wasn't. It was just on a trailer.
Okay.
They were on a fishing trip from, I want to say, North Carolina. This is in Pennsylvania, mind you. Brand new boat, brand new trailer. It was twisted into a cute little U-shape by the time I was done with it.
Oh, boy.
So you just weren't paying attention and rear-ended it or sideswiped it or what?
It was in like a construction zone where it had been a construction zone for about a year and no one ever did anything in it. So I was messing with my CDs, putting in a new CD, and they've apparently switched the sign from slow to stop, and I rear-ended it.
Oh, no. Dang it.
I had a body kit for my car. The whole get redone, and my father literally made me drive around with a very noticeable propeller cutout instead of putting the body kit on the car. It was great. About 20 years later, I still get called out for being the girl that hit a boat.
I bet. Well, thank you, Jenny. 1-800-947-3979.
There's a couple on social media. Brooklyn Orison said, I got so wild at my grandfather's retirement party, I broke my thumb break dancing.
What? Yeah, you really took
your grandfather's retirement.
Very literal.
Yeah. You know, it's his day.
Yeah, but I mean, look.
You were breakdancing.
If there's ever a time to break dance, it's at Gramps' retirement party.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you're celebrating.
And I think every short person can relate to Jason Harrington. He said, my height is 4'9", so it's a giveaway. I was always the shortest person at school or work. I remember the guy that was that short in my college, and I remember the guy that was that short in my high school, too.
I 100% remember Hobbings and I are both thinking the same name right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This one from Buffalo. I am known for being the team mom for all teams my son was on, 4 years old through college. Medical, bringing the med supplies, food, snacks, baked goods, fruit. All the teammates always welcome at our house. Not all the kids got to go home during breaks, so for Easter, we'd set up a meal for all teammates and their families with enough for kids not going home to eat for the break through the next game. Dang.
And then once they turned 18, you could make pornos.
I doubt. Doesn't really seem like her style.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she was grooming.
Lauren from Tennessee, I choked on the mints they give you from Sonic so many times, 4 that I remember. I wasn't allowed to eat them by my family. You're
known as the person who chokes on mints?
I don't know why this person didn't call. I'd like to hear it. I cut off my tongue with a mixer.
No. Like licking an electric mixer or something?
I guess while it's still running, huh?
Yeah, you're supposed to definitely pop those things off before you do that.
What's stupid is I have an immersion blender that I love. And I usually use it for mashed potatoes most of the time. And I'll lick it. And every time I lick it, I'm like, this is the time I'm going to slice my tongue.
Yeah, you should really unplug that first.
And it's never unplugged. It's never. And you can even take it off of the actual attachment.
Yeah.
So I can make it even safer on myself. I don't. It's plugged right into the wall. My thumb's right on the button and everything. Now they're licking like I got no tomorrow.
Let's Let's see. Not sure if this counts, but my claim to fame is being a pale white kid from Colorado. I live in Tennessee, and everybody says that I'm the albino now. Well, I suppose. It's not like I cut my tongue off with a mixer, but
yeah, it's kind of lame.
I like this one. It's another Brooke on Facebook. She says, in 7th grade during a basketball game, I took a shot on the wrong end of the court and made it.
No one ever
forgets that. No one ever forgets that.
No, there's a thing you're going to be known for. I mean, that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a basketball one where I dove for a loose ball under the cheerleaders and a foul was called on me or on the other team. And I was shooting free throws. After the first one, I realized that my wiener was sticking out of our shorts.
Yeah.
My shorts, not our shorts. That'd be weird. We don't have to share them. Jerry in Pennsylvania. Jerry, what are you known for?
Yeah, when I was 16, I took the drive-through window off of McDonald's. 34 years later, I'm still considered drive-through.
Okay. Like, did you just, you hit it with your mirror, or did you really hit it?
I hit it. I took it right off the building.
Wow.
That's pretty bad.
Wow.
Thank you, Jerry.
That's amazing.
It is. That's pretty good.
I'd like to see that.
1-800-947-3979. I stepped on a toothpick when I was 11. It was stuck in a tendon for a few hours.
Oh!
Played the baseball game that night. People still mention it.
Jesus.
Probably because of your limp.
Oh.
Jesus, this one's ridiculous. I'm known as the kid that got stabbed when a guy came out of the woods in a mask and stabbed a kid.
You were that kid?
You were the kid.
I want to know that story.
Wow.
I think you just heard it.
I think that's about it, probably.
But, like, why? Why,
I don't
why
know.
Did they stab you?
He hates that kid.
Was this like a...
He looked like a tomato.
Oh, yeah. Mm, he was like a steak.
Yeah.
Yum. I'd stab that kid, too.
An accident.
This one from Mike on Facebook. I started a riot at a pep rally my junior year of high school. I was banned from all school functions the rest of the year, and I had to go clean the wood shop every time there was a school function happening.
Oh, boy.
Oh, they just go shove them and say, clean this room.
Oh, boy.
Wow. 1-800-947-3979. This is Angie. Angie, what are you known for?
Oh, my brother and I celebrate our birthdays every year, and this year we went to a well-known restaurant, downtown Grand Rapids, top floor, and I'll get there early, and we'll have drinks beforehand, before everybody else gets there for brunch.
Okay.
So many, many drinks later, in high heel shoes, and I'm walking down the curved staircase, and I roll down the staircase in front of everybody in a dress and high heels at a very fancy, well-known restaurant in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, I can imagine.
The drunk sister.
Oh, my gosh.
I, too, try to fly downstairs. Angie, I get it.
Did you stand up and gracefully exit with a smile, or did you have to get, like, rolled out on a backboard?
Yeah. No, no, it was, well, who knows? I don't think I stuck the landing.
Thank you, Angie. How about, let's see, this is not Nick. That is Nick in Tennessee. Nick, what are you known for?
Well, I was 16 years old and at a football game in high school. Ended up deciding that it'd be a good idea to go streaking on the field. Got tackled by one of the referees. He freaked out because I was a naked kid, so
yeah.
Immediately got off of me. So I ran out of the stadium. There was probably about 6 or 7 cop cars trying to find a naked kid, but I successfully escaped. Still known for it.
I like the thought of the ref realized I was a naked kid and decided to get off. That's a get
yeah,
off
God.
Of you.
Yeah.
You not get off, but get off of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he was so mad, and then all of a sudden he just looked so scared, and I was like, this is my time. I got
to
go.
Right?
Yeah, that was adrenaline to get you kicked in, and then he realized, oh, no.
That is what I wonder, like, is that's one of those things when you start doing it, you're like, this is going to be fun. And then it's not. Well, it sounds like
it was fun for him.
Casey, listening in West Michigan. Casey, what are you known for?
So I was on that that TV show, World's Dumbest, and it happened to be just videos of people doing dumb things, crashing into things. Well, a video that got filmed back in 2007, just after we got to Fallujah to relieve the 2nd Marine Division unit that we were replacing. They had a mountain bike and a ramp in the back of their compound that they lived on. And I said, all right, I'll get on it. Well, I haven't ridden a bike in probably 15, 16 years.
Okay.
And I jumped the bike, and I just landed on the front end. I landed ass over tea kettle. And I injured my shoulder.
Oh, it was bad.
It was bad. It was real bad. My entire left shoulder was bruised.
Did you know you were going to be on that show, or did somebody see it? And
no.
Then, like, buddies from the service are like, hey, dude, you're famous now.
Actually, the way I found out about it, my cousin is John Runyon, former number 69 right tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles and congressman from New Jersey.
Yeah.
He messaged me and said, hey, is this you?
Yeah, unfortunately, it sure is. Thank you, Casey. Yes, John.
Oh, my gosh.
That is me.
Yep. Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.